Hey, this is High Rated Harun. Once again, we are going to do a weird episode about Ultra Beasts. Ultra Beasts may sound weird because they are. That's a well-known fact. Ultra Beasts aren't as powerful as legendaries and mythicals, but they're really strong. Like, this particular one that I'm looking at right now in my Super Lights book is called a Buzzwole. Take a look, I'll show you the facts of it. Buzzwole, the swollen Pokemon, type bug and fighting, found in the Alola region. Every single Ultra Beast is found in the Alola region. Buzzwole is one of the mysterious Ultra Beasts, is extremely strong, or really strong, capable of demolishing a heavy machinery with just one punch. When it displays its impressive muscles, no one is sure whether it's just showing off or it is using a threat. So that technically means, like, technically, either it's showing off, like I'm strong, I'm the best, hey. Or it's just saying that, like, get away. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm strong, don't get near me, I'm really powerful and all that stuff. So, Buzzwole, like, if you watch Pokemon Ultra Adventures on Sun and Moon, it's on Netflix, season 2. One of the Buzzwole, there's an episode about a Buzzwole sucking up energy from a Snorlax. That can happen, like, I guess that's why, like, it gets its energy. There are these weird things that happen that I did not mention in the beginning. This is where Ultra Beasts usually come out from. Ultra wormholes. Ultra wormholes are like these cuts in the sky, technically. A big cut that lets Ultra Beasts out. Take, for example, one of the first Ultra Beasts that you see in Pokemon Ultra Adventures is a Nihiligo. That's what UB Synthetic, I think it's what it's called. And it's a really, like, weird Pokemon. Like it does technically, like, it's a rock and poison type. I'm about to mention that in my book. And it's really powerful. That's what Ultra Beasts are all about. Now, the moves of its height is 7 feet 10 inches. So, if my dad is 6 feet, then that means that he's 1 feet 10 inches taller than him. At least I can fit in my house, hopefully. Anyway, and its weight is 735.5 pounds. Dude, would a grown-up really weigh that much? Like, seriously. And its moves are Felt, Stinger, Thunder Punch, Ice Punch, Reversal, Harden, Power Up Punch, Focus Energy. Now, if you're wondering what Power Up Punch does, it's like this, when the, like, Pokemon makes a fist, it lights up, does a hit, it's really good. Focus Energy, Common Punch, Bulk Up. Bulk Up makes the, like, it bigger, like, make it, like, more powerful. Volkit Throw, Ignore, Leech Seed, Taunt, Mega Punch, Counter. Counter is a fighting type move. Like, if you watch Pokemon XY in the first episode, remember, like, if you've seen it, the Pikachu does an Electro Ball, and it bounces back strangely, and twice as more powerful as it is originally. Like, it's really, really, really strong. Like, if I was facing a Blacephalon, which I'll mention in a few minutes, it will be really bad. Hammer Arm, Lounge, Dramatic Punch, I don't know what that is. Do you think it's a punch that looks dramatic? Like, do you think it's like that? I don't know. It's really weird. And Focus Punch. And Superpower. I forgot that. So, as you see, these Pokemons are, like, really weird. These Pokemons, like, they're the best. But what I'm scared about of Ultra Beasts is that if they're crazy powerful, anything can happen with Ultra Beasts. If, like, you watch the videos, you can tell that there is a, like, there's something called, if you catch, like, they caught the Ultra Beast in a Beast Ball, it's like a Pokeball technically Pacific for Ultra Beasts. I wouldn't recommend using it on a Mythical or Legendary. I don't know. I would love to try that if there was that in Let's Go Pikachu. Moving on about Ultra Beasts, we're going to move to the next one, which I'm going to explain you on the way. Here's a clue. It's made out of brick. Wait, okay, never mind. We just came across one. Guzzlord, the Junkivore Pokemon. Type Dark and Dragon. And remember, every single Ultra Beast that you see is like found in a Alola region, specifically. Okay. Guzzlord is one of the mysterious Ultra Beasts. Seems to have an incredible appetite for just about anything. It will even swallow buildings and mountains. This content's munching can be very destructive. So, like, get it? Like, Godzilla? This is Guzzilla, but they called it Guzzlord. I wonder why they came up with that name. Anyway, but, like, to me, this Pokemon is really bad. There is a Guzzlord GX. It is really good. I want to obtain that soon. But, look, here's its height. 18 feet and 7 in 1 inch. Well, 1 inch, okay? 18 feet and 1 inch. Can you imagine that? Like, that's, like, way taller than my dad. I'll tell you that. That won't fit in my loft. That won't fit in my living room. That won't fit in any part of my house. Its weight is crazy. And one more thing about this. If you have the Super Lux book and look directly in the middle of it, that thing may look like something else. It's really a mouth. Trust me, it is a mouth. You'll see these weird, like, sharp thingies pointing out. I'm just pointing that out, okay? And their claws, like, they're to use, like, black ones. Like, and they're, like, eaters. Like, you know how you have hands? It's like it has four hands. Two other claw ones to, like, probably grab its other, like, prey. Anyway, so this Junkivore Pokemon, which I like to call it the eating Pokemon. They should have named it that for some reason. The eating Pokemon for some reason. And it doesn't evolve. And here are all of its moves. Bleach, Wide Guard, Swallow, Pocklick, Stockpile, Dragon Rage, Bite, Stomp, Brutal Swing, Steamroller, Dragon Tail, Iron Tail, Stomping Tantrum, oh my god, Crunch, Hammer Arm, Thrash, and Astral, Gastro Ashes, Heavy Slam, Rigging Out, and Dragon Rush. Those are every single move that it can learn. So that's, like, really weird. Like, how it's found, like, every single Ultra Beast is found in the Alola region. They say that the legend behind it is that they say that it came from in, like, they say that every single Ultra Beast challenged the island guardians, the people of, like, the guardian Pokemon, like Tapu Koko, like, of Mele Island, is, like, technically, they challenged them to a horrible battle. But don't worry, I think the legendaries won. But what I think is weird about it is that, like, I cannot believe it literally does that. Anyway, okay. I accidentally lost my page, but then I found it. We're going to learn to another Ultra Beast. We're going to do every single Ultra Beast in this book. So, I'm going to show you some significant facts about it, weird stuff about it, blah, blah, blah. Here's a fact about Karatana. Karatana. Do not call it Karatana. That's just wrong. That is just wrong. I'll tell you that. Just wrong, 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 wrong. So, this Ultra Beast is called the Drawn Sword. The Drawn Sword Pokemon. It is a grass and steel type. That means it has a big weakness to fire of four times. So, like, if a Litten does, like, 20 damage or so. If you times that by 4, which is 2, 4, 6, 8, that means it does 80 damage off the line. Like my friend, it would be very effective. Anyway, a grass and steel type. Kartana is one of the mysterious ultra beasts that can use its entire sharp-edged body as a weapon in battle. Its blade is strong and sharp, enough to slice right through a steel structure in a single stroke. It means by stroke, like, you know how you cut a knife? Well, not technically like that, like you how you like cut your food. Imagine that times a zillion. That's what Carton is like. That can slice through your body in like seconds. Like even one poke can cause a bad one. It's 1 foot tall, surprisingly. 1 foot tall! And in my picture, it's cutting down a whole entire building on just 1 foot. And it weighs 0.2 pounds. Are you kidding me? This thing is a beast. It weighs 0.2 pounds and it is 1 foot tall and it can knock down a building? This thing is crazy, man. I wonder why they call Ultra Beasts Ultra Beasts. Here are its moves. Possible moves. Possible means it might not have learned it, but it can probably. Scared Sword. Defog, vacuum wave, air cutter, fury cutter, cut, false swipe, razor leaf, synthesis, aerials, laser focus, night flash, sword stance. Sword stance, it probably does damage, but it actually doesn't. All it literally does is upper its attack. I would use that. Leaf blade, X scissor, that's my favorite one. Direct air slash, psycho cut, and glutarant? I had no idea, okay, so please don't say that was wrong. You see, so far all the ultra beasts are called real things. Now, they do say that some things may be ultra beasts, but some may not. Here's an ultra beast that I'm gonna example you. It's a little weak, but here it is. Poiple, the poison pin Pokemon. A type poison. It's an ultra beast to let you know. Type poison. Poiple is one of the mysterious ultra beasts, is crowned with its needles that spray dangerous poison. This creature lives in another world where it's popular enough that it could be a first partner. So if you watch Pokemon Ultra Adventures, it literally says it that Ash has an ultra beast, and I don't think he caught it. I think the like Poiple just came along. I have to watch that again. So, and its moves are, well, it's 2 feet tall. At least that's bigger than a Caratana, and it weighs 4 pounds. That's actually really heavy for just like 2 pounds. I wonder if that's real. And its moves are Dragon Pulse, Peck, Growl, Helping Hand, Acid, Fury Attack, Venoshock, Charm, Venom Drench, Nasty Plot, Poison Jab, Toxic, and Field Snare. To let you know, if you want to evolve this Poiple, it actually evolves. It evolves into a Nanjano, and I've heard that if you make your Poiple learn Dragon Pulse, it will eventually make it evolve into a real Ninjando. And, N-O-N. So, we're gonna now learn about Ninjando. I think I'm on the page. Hang on. Okay, wait. I know it's here. Oh, wow. We came to about 3 legendaries. Well, 3 ultra beasts. One is a legendary, but it's really actually an Ultra Beast. Part Ultra Beast, part Legendary. It's really hard to tell. Ninjano, the Poison Pig Pokemon. Type Poison and Dragon. Ninjano is one of the mysterious Ultra Beasts. It stores a poison liquid vast quantities inside its bodies. The poison which gives off an entire glow and airless to in anything it touches. It can be fired from its needles. So this Pokemon has like a big stinger. It's a dragon type. So that means now it learns more dragon types. There is a Nintendo GX I've heard. But okay. We're going to learn on to what its like weight height is. It's 11 feet tall and 10 inches. Its portal weight, its weight is 330 pound 0.7. I think that's a little too much or a little too less. I don't know. I've heard that some people are that. Its moves are Air Cutter, Dragon Pulse, Peck, Growl, Helping Hand, Acid, Fury Swipe, Venom Shock, Charm, Venom Drench, Nasty Plot, Poison Jab, Toxic, Fel Stinger, Air Slash, and Dragon Pulse. So I think it technically learns that. Wait. Oh, they made a mistake in this book. They say Dragon Pulse two times. Dragon Pulse, it's the same spelling. It's not Dragon's Pulse, the Dragon Pulse. It's weird how this book made mistakes. I think they did it for Latias and Latios. Anyway, we're going to learn on to Nihiligo, the parasite Pokemon. Wait. Did I mention it? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Nihiligo, the parasite Pokemon. It's an Ultra Beast. Rock and Poison types. I told you it was a Rock and Poison type in the first place, so. Nihiligo is one of the mysterious Ultra Beasts. Can apparently infest other beings and innocate them to violence. Researchers inclusively as whether this Pokemon thinks for itself, but sometimes exhibits a behavior of a young girl. That means like in Ultra Adventures, some like Lucemi, if you know her, she's studying Ultra Beasts. She always wanted to see one, and the Nihiligo took possession of her. It's 3 feet tall, and they can actually do that strangely. In the video, it might seem tall as like 5 feet or 6 feet, hence Lucemi is really tall. It's actually really, like, they make up the height somehow. And it is it's like 122 pounds, I think, is too much, but I think with all that stuff. This thing's possible moves are Power Split, Guard, Split, Tackle, Acid, Contrast, Pound, Clear Smog, Psy Wave, Headbutt, Venom Shock, Toxic Spite, Safeguard, Power Gem, Mirror Coat, Acid Spray, and Venom Drench, Stealth Rock, Wander Room, and Head Smash. Those are all its moves. It's a really weird Pokemon. Like, if you look at it in the book right now, it has stars, it has these weird tentacles. They look friendly, but it isn't. Now I'm about to tell you something that is going to be really weird. Necrozma, the prism Pokemon, it's a psychic type, but this thing has okay, I'll explain it. It's a legendary Pokemon found in Alola region. It is part Ultra Beast, to let you know. I'm doing this because they said it was Ultra Beast, and some think Necrozma arrived from another world many eons ago. When it emerges from its underground slumber, it seems to absorb light to use as an energy. It's laser-like blast. That means it turns into Ultra Necrozma. There is a GX of Ultra Necrozma. It's good. It's okay. And the regular Necrozma just like 100 damage on its max, I think. And this psychic thing is like 7 feet tall, 10 inches. That's not bad. And it weighs 507.1 pounds. And I think that makes sense for some reason. I think because Necrozma can turn into different pieces. Like, the explaining of this is like the forms, like how I told you before. How, like, if it's Dawn, it turns into this. How there's too much steel, it turns into this. Well, that's actually wrong. It turns into Duskmane and Dawnwings, by absorbing them. So it drains its energy first. Then pieces of Necrozma somehow separate, become the thing. Like if it's Sogleo, it's going to become Duskmane. If it's going to be a Lunala, it's going to be a Dawnwinx. And if it's a if it absorbs all light, then it's an Ultra. Now its moves are Moonlight, Morning Sun, Charge Beam, Mirror Shot, Metal Claw, Confusion, Slash, Sorted Power, Rock Blast, Night Slash, Gravity, Psycho Cut, Power Gem, Automize, Stealth Rock, Iron Defense, Wear Gout, and Plasma Laser. This thing is really powerful. This thing has crazy like strength. It has weird things that are weird, and it's just getting weirder and weirder the more I tell you, right? Now I'm going to tell you about a weird Pokemon. It may seem like Blacephalon, but it's really not that. It's Blacephalon. It's called the Fireworks Pokemon. Type Fire and Ghost type, so that means fighting won't have any effect on it, like no effect at all. They say that probably Buzzwole will anyway have a weakness and resistance, not like a resistance, like how like it will have a resistance. Blacephalon. It is Blacephalon is one of the mysterious ultra beasts. Has an unexpected method of an attack. It makes its own head blow up. Can you imagine that? And its opponents are so surprised by this. It can take an advantage and steal their energy. Dude, that's technically blowing your own head up. Like, if I use Mind Blown, that would blow up my head and I would take damage myself, like recoil, I would call it. It is 5 feet tall and 11 inches. That's a bit taller than my mom, but shorter than my dad. It was 28 pounds and 0.7. Seriously? Like, boy, that's really weak. I thought it would be 100, but it's weird. Its moves are Emperor, Astonish, Magic Coat, Sorted Power, Flame Burst, Nightshade, Light Screen, Calm Mind, Fire Blast, Shadow Ball, Trick, and Mind Blown. My, Blacephalon, I traded it, and it did, it was Mind Blown, I'll tell you that. And this Ultra Beast is like that. It's a really weird Pokemon, I'll tell you that. And some legendaries, they say, are Ultra Beasts, but I had to do this. This is all the time I got. Thanks for listening to this, and I hope you enjoyed it.